Hello, everyone. This is Chef Robert Sevely here at the Cooking Store. Basically, what we're making today is we're going to make a pistachio-encrusted salmon over the top of some orzo pasta rustica, and we're going to do a balsamic glaze with that as well. And so what we're going to start with is we have this beautiful salmon here. It's just nice and glossy. It smells really good. You know, you want to watch for certain things as far as choosing your salmon. Make sure it's not falling apart. Make sure it's not slimy. And then I have my pistachio nuts here that I've ground up. And how I did that is I'm actually using a spice grinder, or basically a coffee grinder. And I'm going to take my pistachio nuts and add them in here. This might be just a little bit loud to start off, but just get them in here. Try not to use your grinder that you're actually using coffee for, okay? Have a separate grinder for your nuts and spices, and you can buy lots of whole spices and stuff like that. So I have that going. I am going to save a little bit of these for garnish here in a minute. So we have our nuts. Then we have the salmon. We need to season it. I have a little bit of kosher salt here that I'm going to get on top of both of these. Okay. Then we have a little bit of fresh cracked pepper that we're going to have come right out. Just a touch. This pepper, you know, maybe you've seen Paula Deen use this particular pepper mill and stuff like that on the Food Network. Then we're going to go into our pistachio nuts, okay? Now, I have a nonstick skillet over here that basically we're going to add a little bit of olive oil to. You don't have to use a nonstick skillet, but it does help with fish. And so I have those all nicely coated. Then as we come over here, we're going to turn that onto a high flame. And I'm going to add a little bit of olive oil here. We want to bring that up to the smoke point. While we're letting that come up, we'll talk a minute about the balsamic vinegar. We have the balsamic vinegar. You just want to use a real basic one, nothing too expensive. And we reduce that down. I'm going to take a little quick spoon here, and I'm just going to show you, basically, this is how much we've reduced it. So it's really coating the back of this spoon. It's nice and dark. Make sure you don't burn it. It does reduce down into sugar, okay? We need to add a little bit of butter to that. So we're going to take just a tiny bit of butter here, and we're going to get that swirled into here. All that does for us is basically that's going to take out the rough edge of the vinegar, you know, and make it a little bit more smooth and nice. So as that gets in there, we can go ahead and shut off the flame on that back. It does take roughly probably about 3 cups of vinegar. It takes about 20 minutes to reduce it, nice and slow and everything like that. So as that's going, we can now add our salmon. We want to make sure that we're always kind of adding the fish away from us so as not to splash the oil on us. So we get that into the pan and just let it relax. Don't start moving it around or anything. We're going to lose lots of heat. For the balsamic vinegar, I'm going to take that and I'm going to put that into a squirt bottle. And this can be a little bit tricky. Try to get my squirt bottle to stop moving. It is hot, so be careful. So that goes all the way in there like so. Then we're going to cap that off and we'll set that aside for us a little bit later. Don't really need the nuts anymore, so we can get ourselves all cleared out here. We have the rustica pasta that we're going to be doing next. And for that, we need a nice hot pan here. We have our orzo pasta. So this is our orzo pasta. It's basically a rice-shaped pasta is what it is. A lot of people will mistake it for risotto or something like that, but it is a pasta. It's not a rice. And so we have that. That's already cooked off. We are going to drop that back. We have some tomatoes. We have some basil. We have shallots. And we have a little bit of garlic. How we're doing the garlic today is this is my garlic twist. We have the garlic cloves right in here. We're just going to smash those together. This is very kid-friendly, and you don't have to do 4 garlic cloves all at once. But then I'll bring this together, and you can see I have fully chopped garlic all ready to go. I can just smack that out onto my cutting board. And so I have that. Now, the other thing that we need for our fish as well, it's a really good fish turner. This is real important. This is a fish spatula. It's nice and flexible. Has kind of a little bit of a sharp edge on it. We're going to go ahead and we're going to get these salmon turned over. And you can see how beautiful those have come out. And then just real quickly, if you have pans that can do it, we're just going to take this and we're going to throw it right into a 350-degree oven. as we flip those over and bring those in. So now we're going to pull this forward here. And I also need to go ahead and chop up my basil. So let me do that really fast. Set these off to the side. I'm going to take my knife, and we're going to do what's called a chiffonade, okay? We're going to bring all of our basil leaves together, and we're just going to kind of roll them up a little bit like a cigar. And then we're just going to take the knife, and we're just going to roll right through it. Now, you people at home, I want you guys going nice and slow on this, okay? Don't go too fast. It's not a big deal. You don't need to go to the emergency room, okay? So we just rip through those real quick. And what a chiffonade is finely shredded, okay? So we're finely shredded there. Let's go ahead, and we're going to add a little bit of olive oil to our pan. And we're going to start in here with some shallots. Okay, shallots are a type of onion. Lots of chefs say that they have a real similar flavor to, like, between garlic and onions. We're going to add a little bit of garlic there to it also. Just let this saute together. This pan's really hot. We don't want anything to burn. So we're going to take a little bit of wine. This is a Sauvignon Blanc. I'm going to remove the pan from the flame whenever adding alcohol. Going to get that into there. Let that reduce a little bit. Okay. Then we have our tomatoes. And at this time, I can go ahead and drop my cooked orzo. And we're just going to refresh that right in the water there. And once this is mostly reduced, we go ahead and we add all of our tomatoes. Okay? Now, we're not really trying to cook the tomatoes all that much. Remember, this is a rustica sauce, which basically means rustic. Okay? But in Italy, a rustica sauce is basically just a fresh tomato. Almost like same ingredients for like a bruschetta topping or something like that, but cooked. So as this comes together, we do want to season it. A little bit more kosher salt. A little bit more fresh cracked pepper. Okay. That's all in there. Then we're going to pull out our pasta. Just let this drain. I have my pasta insert. Get it really drained. Don't try not to have too much water. Go ahead and throw a little pasta all over your kitchen. That's fine too. So we're going to get that into there. And we're going to get this tossed together. Yeah, a little pasta on your kitchen's just fine. Then we're going to add some of the basil. The majority of it. That's going to go in. I'm going to bring that together in a minute. Okay. Then we're going to get ourselves ready to plate up. And I have some beautiful bowls here. Okay. And I have my pasta going. Let's check the salmon, okay? I'm going to pull out the salmon. Now, this handle's going to be hot. And it looks beautiful. It's totally done. Now, salmon gives us a really nice indication. All fish will do it, but since salmon has an orange color, actually, little tiny white specks will start forming on the sides. And what that is that's the juices of the salmon kind of coagulating together. And so you automatically know when salmon's finished. So now I'm going to take this pasta here. Let me grab a big spoon. And we're just going to load some up into bowls here. Just like so. A little bit more for each one. Beautiful. Then take your fish spatula again and get each piece of salmon out right on top of the pasta, okay? Have that beautiful presentation side sitting up. And that's what's so great about this. We can do this easily at home. I'm going to add a little basil to the top of each one. Not too much there. And then I have the balsamic glaze. Don't forget this. And we're just going to kind of go in here and just drizzle this around. Excellent. So we have that just like so. And if you want to, take a little bit of the pistachio powder right on top. And I don't know what's easier than this. Why don't we give it a taste? I'm going to come over here and I'm going to grab a spoon. And we're going to dig into the salmon. We're going to get some pasta and some glaze. It's really hot. Oh, man. This is just so great. It's light. It's healthy. It comes together. Your kids will probably even eat it. So go ahead and try this dish at home. Like I said, very economical, easy to put together, easy to do at home. You can have yourself a fresh meal. Please, please start cooking at home. You know, whether you have a date coming over, your parents, your in-laws, what have you. We have the pistachio crusted salmon over rustica, orzo pasta, balsamic glaze. Perfect, cheap, economy-wise and all that. And you're eating the omega-3s with the salmon and everything. I mean, it's just fantastic. So let's eat. All right, you guys, this concludes our segment here. This is Chef Robert Sevely from The Cooking Store and from the flavors of the Inland Empire saying thanks. Join us next time for lots of flavorful, tasty dishes.
Do you know how to cook?
The Cooking Store.
Or do you have a hard time boiling water?
The Cooking Store.
Are you a seasoned chef?
The Cooking Store.
Or just a beginner?
The Cooking Store has classes for you.
Cooking classes for all ages and types of cuisines.
The Cooking Store has classes for the masses.
The Cooking Store. Everything you need for better food. Find us in the Mission Grove Shopping Center or visit us at thecookingstore.com.